By the NAACP Lenawee County Branch. I'm Dale Gartner with you here this evening, and we're going to be getting to our candidates here in just a moment and a rundown on how things are going to be happening. And of course, we are at the Weber Center here at the Adrian Dominican campus here in Adrian. And before we go any further, I'd like to introduce to you Sister Janet. Sister Janet, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I'm the director of Weber Center, and it's my pleasure to welcome you here. It's been 2 years that we've been closed, so I appreciate the folks here in the auditorium for your patience with masks and temp screenings, but we are trying to keep our residents safe, so we're delighted to have you here. Obviously, our sisters support and promote civic engagements, and an event like this is wonderful, so thanks to NAACP and the organizers for it. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Sister Janet. I'd like to introduce to you the president of the Lenawee County branch of the NAACP, Jeanette Hennigan. Jeanette?
Good evening, everyone. We want to thank you for coming. First of all, we want to thank the Adrian Dominican sisters for having us here this evening. And most of all, we thank Dale and WLEN for broadcasting our event live. This is very important so that those people who are not here are able to hear what's being said today. The NAACP is a nonprofit and nonpartisan civil rights organization. We do not endorse any candidates, and we do not support any political parties. So voting is paramount for us. You see my t-shirt says vote. Our lives depend on it, because it really does. Your vote, our vote. Our lives depend on it. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and allow Dale to give you the instructions for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. Just a reminder for the candidates, as well as for the audience and for our listeners, that each candidate will have 1 minute to answer each question. Each candidate will have an opportunity to answer a question first as time permits. And each candidate will have 3 minutes for closing remarks at the end of the question session. Okay? With that said, with that understood, and hopefully we're all set and ready to go with our first round here this evening. And I would like to welcome in the candidate for State Senate District Number 16, Katie Beth Davis. And before we go any further, opponent in this race, Joseph Bellino, was not able to make it to the event here this evening. So we welcome Katie Beth Davis to the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you everybody for coming. Like he said, my name is Katie Beth Davis, and I'm running for Michigan State Senate in District 16, and includes Monroe, Lenawee, and Hillsdale counties. This is the second time my opponent, Joe Bellino, did not show up, so I just wanted to make note of that.
Well, first question then, Katie Beth, is what?
Yes, is this better? Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'll use my outside voice.
That's right.
Okay.
Katie Beth, what professional accomplishments, unique qualifications, and character traits do you possess that would make you the best choice for the 16th District State Senate seat?
Sure. I graduated high school from Monroe High School in 2002. I went to Monroe County Community College and got an associate's in applied sciences. I completed coursework at the University of Toledo for child psychology and special education. I was a former daycare administrator. I was also a teacher. I have been a supervisor for a construction company and a autism coach for children. I've been in the food service industry, but most importantly, I've been a human rights activist for over a decade. I'm serving my second term as a county delegate. I have been on the Monroe Charter Township Marijuana Board, as well as the school board for my kids. I'm one of the very few parents that are on the school board as well. I also started my own organization called Good Trouble Monroe.
Okay. What is your top legislative priority if you are elected to the state senate?
I think everyone's top priority is reproductive rights. I know that there's specifically nothing that I can do by myself, but rather in the legislature, I would be advocating to get that codified in our government. And also, criminal justice reform, that is something that affects our communities of color, and education, healthcare, and mental health care in education, expansion for teachers in their wages, and assistance in the schools as well.
Okay. If you are elected, how important will the desires and opinions of your constituents be for you when you make decisions on important issues in the legislature?
Their voice is my voice. The only reason why I'm doing this is because I've heard so many voices and I've been listening. And the more I listen, the more I know that not everybody is able to use their voice. I value everyone's opinion, no matter what side of the aisle you are on, because at the end of the day, we all live on the same planet. So everyone's voice is very important to me.
Okay. Will you sponsor or oppose any legislation that would close loopholes on gun safety, like safe gun storage, raising legal age to purchase all guns to 21, red flag laws, and other types of legislation needed to protect Michigan residents and promote safer schools?
I will 100% support all legislation that would make gun ownership more accountable for gun owners, and I support raising the age to 21. Red flag laws. I would also love to see the guns all have to carry insurance, just like a vehicle. Also, for them to be locked away. Banning of automatic assault rifles. And I have two children that go to school at public school. And one of the main reasons now when I go looking for schools where I'm going to send my kids is the safety. It's the safety first. Is it easily accessible? Are there cameras, security, all that stuff? So that's my number one issue.
Yeah. You referred to the schools and education. If elected, what steps would you take to fully fund and improve the Michigan education system?
Well, I really think that the free lunch program and the free breakfast program needs to be something that is permanent and available, not just during a pandemic. I do think that we have the resources to fund that. Also, the privatization of employees in the school districts, like outside hiring for bus drivers and food service workers and stuff like that, mental health care for all of our teachers, and increasing their salaries.
Okay. Our next question for Katie Beth Davis, who is running for the State Senate District Number 16. Do you believe that the election for the position you're now running for was a fair and free election in 2020? And what is the basis for that belief?
100%. The election wasn't stolen from anyone. The reasons for my beliefs are just plain and simple numbers. Unfortunately, I'm not a fan of the Electoral College, but you know, the way things work, that's just how it is. But even by matter of popular vote, still at the same. I believe in democracy. This is what we were founded on. I wish that we could actually expand voters' rights and give that as a God-given right, just like your Social Security card or a birth certificate. And if you didn't use it, you just don't use it.
If elected, what specifically will you do to support economic development here in Lenawee County?
Economic development really starts at having affordable housing. There is a huge lack of affordable housing, not just here in Lenawee County, but in the whole entire district that I hope to serve in. And, you know, you can bring in good paying jobs, but if you're, you know, don't have a place to live or can't afford to pay the rent or mortgage, I do believe that it starts with affordable housing.
Okay. Cities in Lenawee County have aging infrastructure. The city streets, water, and sewer systems are in need of repair and or replace in most cities and townships. If you're elected, how will you help local governments to get this done and avoid similar situations as some municipalities have experienced?
So since you mentioned that, I do want to extend my thoughts and support to all the people at Riverview Terrace. It is such an unfortunate event that has happened in this community, and people are still feeling the effects of it, and I can imagine are going to be. There really needs to be oversight on building inspections, bringing everything up to code, and that just doesn't include, you know, the houses. It even goes into the buildings themselves. There is a landfill here that I met with the Ecology Center, and this landfill out in Adrian is like one of the top ones in the state that's given him has the most PFAS in it. So really advocating for the environment around here, because I mean, your mental health, your environment, that all plays a critical role in your well-being.
Okay, very good. Well, that kind of wraps it up for our questions for Katie Beth Davis, but Katie Beth has the 3 minutes in order to have some closing remarks. So your closing remarks.
So again, I just wanted to thank everyone for having me. I wanted to mention some of the accomplishments that I've done so far, not being elected official. And I hope that you guys see that, you know, I literally wake up every day and this is all I do till the time I go to sleep. My kids are in this with me. I took my son. I was a new mom, and I took my son with me in the last presidential election, the one that was Hillary and Trump. And I really went in there, and I had him with me. He even had the little vote sticker with me. I thought that I was taking my child to be a part of history. Your mom is voting for the first woman president that there ever was. And I went to bed that night, and I was just so happy. And then the next morning, I woke up, and it was literal Olympus has fallen. Like, I don't even know. And then every day got worse from there. People were getting separated. I had my daughter. I'm breastfeeding. And then I turn on the news, and a woman is getting separated while she's breastfeeding her child down at the border. And that was my daughter's very first protest with me, and she was 4 months old. But I've been very highly involved in previous campaigns for other people. Barack Obama was the very first one I did when I was in college. I knocked doors, so many doors for him. It was the first person I saw that ever looked like me in a position like that. So as a private citizen, I have helped expedite two sets of railroad track crossings. I've had resolutions passed throughout the United States for the removal or the relocation of the Custer statue and the renaming of Custer Elementary School. I was able to get a teen nightclub that was shut down that was ran illegally by a pastor who was serving teenage girls alcohol. I've done over 100 protests and demonstrations for Black Lives Matter, for LGBTQIA plus rights, for reproductive rights, for human rights in general. I believe that we truly are created equal, and I really fight every day so that one day that statement will be true. And thank you so much for giving me your time today. And if you want to check out anything else, my website is www.kathbeth.com. And my friends call me KB, so you guys can too. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Katie Beth Davis, who is running as the Democratic candidate for state senator in District 16. We're going to pause briefly for just a moment, and we'll be bringing in the candidates for state representative District 34 coming up in just a moment, and we'll be right back.